Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Loose Leaf for Intermediate Accounting by David Spiceland is a college-level accounting textbook designed for students moving beyond the basics into the core principles and applications of financial reporting. Published by McGraw-Hill, this 11th edition presents intermediate accounting as a structured learning system rather than a simple reference text. Its purpose is to help readers understand how accounting standards shape the measurement, presentation, and interpretation of financial information. The book is especially relevant for accounting majors, students preparing for professional certification, and instructors who need a comprehensive course text. Based on the Spiceland, Nelson, Thomas, and Winchell author team, the book is known for combining rigor with a conversational tone, making difficult topics more approachable without reducing academic depth. It also connects classroom learning to digital practice through McGraw-Hill Connect, reinforcing exercises, assessment, and applied understanding. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a complete framework for financial accounting beyond introductory material. The book is built around the idea that intermediate accounting should not be treated as isolated rules, but as a connected framework for understanding financial reporting. It begins with foundational issues such as the accounting environment, the accounting process, and the basic structure of the financial statements, then moves into more advanced recognition and measurement topics. This sequencing matters because students need to understand why accounting information is organized the way it is before they can evaluate complex transactions. The text is widely used because it offers both breadth and progression. It covers the standard intermediate topics while maintaining continuity across chapters. That structure helps readers see how concepts such as revenues, assets, liabilities, and disclosure requirements interact in real reporting practice. In this sense, the book serves as a bridge between elementary accounting and professional-level financial reporting, making it useful for academic study and CPA preparation. Secondly, conversational explanations that make difficult accounting rules more readable. One of the defining features of this textbook is its conversational and consistent writing style. Intermediate accounting often becomes difficult, not because the ideas are inherently inaccessible, but because the terminology and standards can become dense very quickly. The Spiceland team addresses that problem by explaining technical material in a steady voice that is designed to reduce cognitive overload. This approach does not simplify the subject into something superficial. Instead, it supports comprehension by organizing the logic of each topic more clearly. That is especially important in accounting, where students must move from definition to application and then to interpretation. The readability of the book makes it easier to follow topics such as present value, revenue recognition, inventories, and property, plant, and equipment, all of which require careful reasoning. The result is a textbook that helps students work through complexity without losing the underlying accounting logic. Thirdly, coverage of core measurement topics that shape financial statement reporting. The book gives substantial attention to the accounting areas that most strongly affect reported financial performance and financial position. Topics such as the income statement, comprehensive income, the statement of cash flows, time value of money, revenue recognition, inventories, receivables, long-lived assets, investments, and liabilities form the backbone of the text. These subjects are central because they determine how economic events are translated into reported numbers. The value of the book lies in showing not just what the standards require, but why each measurement choice matters for users of financial statements. For example, a student reading about revenue recognition or inventory measurement is not merely learning a rule. They are learning how timing, valuation, and classification affect reported earnings and asset balances. This makes the text highly relevant for anyone who needs to understand the mechanics of financial reporting rather than memorize isolated procedures. It also reinforces the role of judgment in accounting, which is a major feature of real-world practice. Fourthly, strong alignment with CPA exam preparation and professional accounting practice. The textbook is positioned not only as a course resource, but also as preparation for professional accounting work, especially the CPA exam. That positioning is important because intermediate accounting is one of the most demanding subjects in the accounting curriculum and is closely tied to professional competency. The book emphasizes recurring standards, technical accuracy, and problem-solving practice, all of which reflect the kinds of tasks students encounter in exam settings and later in practice. Its value comes from the combination of conceptual explanation and applied calculation, which forces readers to understand both the rules and the consequences of those rules in specific situations. This is especially useful in topics where accounting treatment depends on timing, estimate, or classification. The book serves as a preparation tool for students who need more than a conceptual overview and want a reliable foundation for certification and career work. Lastly, integrated digital support through McGraw-Hill Connect and course tools. A major difference between this edition and a purely print-based accounting text is its integration with McGraw-Hill Connect. That digital environment extends the book beyond reading into practice, assessment, and instructor-guided learning. In a subject like intermediate accounting, where students often need repeated exposure to problem types and technical exercises, digital support can improve consistency and feedback. The book is therefore not just a static explanation of accounting standards, it is part of a broader teaching system that supports homework, review, and course delivery. This matters because accounting mastery depends on repetition and application, not only on reading. The inclusion of online tools also makes the textbook more adaptable for different teaching styles and classroom needs. For students, this means more opportunities to check understanding and practice quantitative work. For instructors, it offers a more structured way to manage the course. The digital layer is one reason the book remains competitive among intermediate accounting texts in a market where usability and support are as important as content coverage. In conclusion, Loose Leaf for Intermediate Accounting is best suited for accounting majors, students preparing for the CPA exam, and instructors who need a reliable, comprehensive course text. Readers who want a serious treatment of financial reporting will benefit most, especially those who need help moving from introductory accounting into the more technical reasoning required at the intermediate level. The book stands out because it combines depth with accessibility. It covers the full range of standard intermediate topics while maintaining a more conversational and consistent voice than many comparable textbooks. That balance makes it easier to work through difficult material without losing precision. It is also well-positioned as a learning system rather than a standalone book, since McGraw-Hill Connect adds practice and instructional support that strengthen the classroom experience. For readers who need a textbook that supports understanding, problem-solving, and exam preparation in one place, it is a strong and practical choice. If you would like to support David Spiceland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.